Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. Oh.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Shut the door, can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a daughter?
Yep.
Can you love
her? Yeah,
all that stuff.
Let's have the protection racket on the air, known as the Good Day Program.
Wow.
Bunga, bunga. That's the wow of Roberta Fasanelli. Then there's the wow of Jennifer Horn, who are here to wow you with... thoughts of the day, quotes from people, intelligence. Whew. Sound like John Tesh, huh? It's Ken Kessler monitoring social media, Rich McFadden monitoring the buttons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, like a robot in our studio in Washington. Speaking of Washington, here's the black eye of the day, the week, the month, and probably the year, depending on how smart you are with regard to your food and food choices. Your friends in Congress in the dead of night, like I'm talking about the dead of night, passed a bill that blocks any mandatory labeling of food. So if you have genetically engineered crops and you don't want to eat them, you're not going to be able to tell, because the government of the United States of America is so corrupt, is so in bed with Monsanto and these other bastards, and I'm using that term because that's what they are, controlling son of a bitch. They have so politically engineered, you're talking about genetically modifying, they've genetically modified the minds of Congress. It's been dubbed the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act. But the people who are like me and anybody else who's got half of a brain call it the Dark Act, deny Americans the right to know. So it passed 275 to 150. 45 Democrats voted for the bill, and most of the Republicans voted for it. This is disgusting.
You know, it's, if you're supposed to be serving the best interests of the American people, is this the best interest?
No, you're serving the best interests of Monsanto, ADM, Cargill, so that you can't know. It's a very simple premise. Well, where does the food come from? I just want to know where it comes from.
Yeah. Ken makes a great point. Ken, go over your point again about how they label the bill so that it seems like they're doing the right thing.
Of course.
But they're not.
Right.
Yeah. It's the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, and what it does is block mandatory labeling of food made with genetically engineered crops.
Yeah. Makes it impossible for people to know what they are purchasing and eating. It is an attack on transparency, said John Conyers in the floor debate.
But it's more than that. It's an insult to our intelligence.
It really
is. To think that you can get it by us because you label it something called the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act.
Well, they're doing it.
It's actually just the opposite.
They're doing it.
Welcome to modern government.
They're doing it. That's what it is.
So there's two
modern government
here.
Paid for. It's the best government that money can buy.
Basically, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yep. So restaurants have to put on their menu how many calories, how much fat and salt and everything has. But these guys can put any sort of voodoo witchcraft into your food, and good luck to you.
Yeah. So the Grocery Manufacturers Association is also behind this. They've been a big architect of the bill. They're trying to squelch state efforts to force labeling. Vermont passed a bill, and this bill supersedes it and will make it illegal for Vermont to do what the people of Vermont want done. So you don't think this is going to help Bernie Sanders in his run for the presidency?
Big time.
And if Trump is smart, he'll get all over this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all over it.
If you want to wonder why somebody like Trump is actually, you know, getting as popular as he's getting, even
right.
though
it's because of this
he's
stuff.
A clown,
yeah.
It's because of this stuff. People
yeah.
are so fed
up.
With, it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. They are just fed up with the way government is being done.
And we ought to be fed up with it. It's time for a revolution. When you start screwing around with people's ability to choose the food that they want and try to make it impossible for people who want to know. I'm doing a new radio program that's on a lot of radio stations now. We actually have it up to, I think, about 60 stations, Richie. But you can hear it. Where can we hear it online if we want to listen to it? It's a Doug Stephan. Do we have it in archive? We don't have put it up as an archive yet at DougStephan.com, have we? Did we get it there, or how do we
I
do that?
I think we put it in the audio highlights section.
We did, but we haven't really labeled. We need to put, well, anyway, the point of it, this is not to plug the program, but to get at the heart of the program, which is aimed at helping the family farmer, the family ag business person, the locavore who wants to have the food that he or she wants. They don't mind paying for it. They just want to know where it comes from, what's in it, and where they can get it. That's what they want. That's what Americans
want. Everybody wants that right
now. Of course, if they've got any brains, they want it. And so, and if you don't have, if you don't want it, then you don't have any brains. I don't mind saying that. I'll say it in the same spirit that I say any parent who allows their child to play football is a bad parent. That's my judgment. You can agree or disagree, whatever you want. But in this circumstance, this is so damnable, it's so un-American, it is unreal that these people have this much power to go in the face of what Americans, 90% of Americans, say they want to have the food labels so they know where the food comes from. That's also, you can make a judgment. We can mandate what's in it. We have to put nutritional stuff. We have to put, but you can't tell me that it's okay to not know that the food comes from this place or comes from that source. That's criminal. Malfeasance.
Yeah. They did some of that to placate China because a lot of our fish and meat comes from China. And you know, the way that they grow the meat and the fish there is just deplorable.
Here, you want to hear something?
And that's why they did it. Because I won't buy any fish that comes from the Asian countries.
I only buy fresh.
You want to know what they're hiding? Here's what they're hiding. The USDA, in concert with this, has approved Brazilian beef imports. Do you want to know why this is significant? Because there is a raging epidemic of foot and mouth disease in Brazil. Would you know? You don't know that.
No.
If you can't see on the label that it comes from Brazil, so you won't know that it possibly comes. Here we have our government trying to shut down guys like me who are serving really good, clean food, and they'll allow Brazilian beef to come into this country, a country contaminated with foot and mouth disease. No sane person would dare risk this if he or she knew that the beef they were buying came from cattle or hogs or sheep in a country that is loaded with foot and mouth disease. But do we have anybody sticking up for us in America? No. We've got the United States government bought and paid for by these interests. And they are many of them American interests that buy into these big corporate giants that are food giants. They buy up. They're all over the world buying up stuff like this.
I don't know why this matters. Because, you know, most people want to see. No, I know. Give me a second before you get your panties in a wad. So many Christmas, Dougie. But I don't know why this matters so much to the government, because there are a lot of people who, in theory, will all say that they want labels, but there are still the people who are always going to buy what's cheapest, and free market's always going to dictate it. So what's the big deal if the label's on it? That means that someone like you, Dougie, me, Rich, Roberta, Ken, the people that care and don't want meat from Mexico, China, Brazil, wherever, can make that choice. And the people that still want to buy based on price can buy whatever they want. I mean, what difference is that label going to make?
Because they're getting slid checks in their back pocket. That's why it makes a difference to them.
Yep.
It's the only reason.
Well,
because otherwise, these two-faced Republicans who are free market guys would go with the free market. But the free market also means they're getting paid off.
Oh, my God.
All of government's getting paid
so
off.
So here's what's happening.
So all the Republicans and how many Democrats voted for this?
45.
They're
all
getting paid off. The Democrats.
Okay, so listen to this. There's one more page on this story. All right, you ready? The way the government is trying to run guys like me out of business, the small farmer, the cattle rancher, the people who are doing from $500,000 to $1 million worth of business a year, they run them out of business, and then they claim we don't have enough cattle in our country to serve our needs, so we have to import beef from other countries. That's how insidious this is. The cattle numbers in our country are near 60-year lows. There is hundreds, and when you look at what is to be gained by doing this, hundreds of billions of dollars in our food supply going into the coffers of these big corporations. And I'm not, I don't just say big corporations as a matter of fact like they're bad, because they aren't. They're, all of our jobs come from people who have created businesses, and some of them have gotten very big and very powerful because people have worked hard at it. But there's no hard work in this. This is just corruption. This isn't work. It's corruption. And the global beef markets, I'm not a beef eater. I don't eat meat. But that doesn't mean that I'm not interested in looking at and finding out what it is for those of you who like to eat it, or what's appropriate and proper. And there's nothing about this that's good.
None.
Bad, bad, none. Bad. All right, 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugger is a three-time All-Star and the 1990 National League Rookie of the Year. He racked up over 300 career home runs in his 14-year career. So where is David Justice now? In 2007, David was inducted into the Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame. He was originally hired to play himself in the Oscar-nominated movie Moneyball, but the role was recast with actor Stephen Bishop, who at one time was in the Atlanta Braves farm system.
We met, and then when I got to the spring training for the first time, I saw him in the locker room and I was in plain clothes, and he was like, what are you doing here, man? Like, are you supposed to be here? Thinking, man, you know, I'm a stalker or something like that.
Looks like there's no justice in Hollywood. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, it's party season, so would you like to be the life of the party?
It's time to party!
Are you tired of being a wallflower or hiding behind a shrimp dip? Easy to sparkle at parties, here's the social science of it.
Give it to me now!
To be the life of the party, stay informed. If you're going to a party this week, then know the local news and TV plots from last week.
Okay, next issue.
Next, warm up. Arrive early so people can be met kind of on a one-on-one and look approachable. People who are anxious at parties tend to hide their anxiety under a neutral exterior. This comes across as aloof and hostile.
He looks like a weirdie.
Instead, you should lift your head and smile. What's the cheap psychological trick? It's easier to interact with others when they think you want to interact with them. Hey, you got a question? You can send it to me at drbob.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the best way to get rid of a bad habit? Replace it with a good one.
This tip comes from Heidi Grant Halverson, author of Succeed, How We Reach Our Goals. Most people think about what they won't do to reach a goal. Research shows this only strengthens the bad habit because you're so focused on it.
Your attention is like fuel on a fire, so you'll be more successful by thinking about what you will do. What can you substitute for the current behavior?
For example, let's say you want to lose weight. Don't think, I'm going to stop eating potato chips. Replace the potato chips with something healthy instead.
Focus your attention on what you will do to get what you want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Affordable
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
That's a good pop song. We're going to review the top five songs from this week in 1992. And we start with the number five position, which is occupied by John Cicada, Just Another Day. Wasn't he with Chicago? Do I remember that?
No.
Why are you laughing?
Them's almost fighting words.
Really?
But I could see how you could think that, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Who am I confusing him with?
You're thinking of...
not Michael.
Peter Cetera.
Thank you, Richie. Very good.
Chicago.
Right. Yeah.
Much like Michael McDonald killed the Doobie Brothers.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So, anyway, I don't know much about this guy. I remember not liking his name. Other than that, I like his song. What else
is
he? His
name bugs me.
Yeah, it is kind of...
He was IT it, man, for a year.
Yeah,
everybody was like, oh, John Cicada. Now he's like working at Walmart.
Where is he?
Or something.
Yeah, all right, washing cars. All right, anyway, crank it up for another second, Richie. Will you Just Another Day? Number five this week in 92.
Come on, man.
Who are you talking to, me?
I really want to get the Billy Ray Cyrus.
All right. Number four this week. 25 past the hour. This week in 92 was Achy Breaky Heart.
Mullet Power.
Who?
Mullet power.
Is that like corn power?
You have a mullet, long in the back, short in the front.
Part
in the gym,
his hair.
Party
business
in the back, business in the front.
Raggy.
I was talking to my taekwondo instructor the other day.
Where are they, Richie?
And he and a bunch of his friends, this guy's 25 years old.
I wouldn't talk to him.
They did the Miley Cyrus leg workout last week. All of these Korean taekwondo masters doing the Miley Cyrus thing. And he said it killed us.
Right.
He said her leg workout is one of the hardest workouts I've ever done.
Leaves a lot to be desired, but he must not have done a great job as a father under the circumstances, because fathers are more important to their daughters than are their mothers in terms of influencing how they grow up and what their values are. So take that for what it's worth. Number four, Billy Ray Cyrus. Moving on to number three. Jennifer liked this one. Baby, baby, baby. TLC. What's the story of this group, Jen Jen?
T-Boss, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, and Chili. That's the T, the L, the C. Now they're just the T and the C because L passed away about 10 years ago in an airplane crash.
Ooh,
yeah,
lousy.
On an island. But they still, T and C, I just saw them, I mean, they're still TLC, but
yeah.
T-Boz and Chili. I just opened for New Kids on the Block a couple months ago, and they're still looking good, and they're rocking it.
Good. Pretty much proving my life theory. If I ever make it to be a huge musical star, never get in an airplane.
No.
Never.
All right. This is the top five list musically for this week in 1992. Number two song belonged to Madonna.
Madonna was serious for a little.
This is a terrible song.
I liked it.
Okay.
I refuse. No, this is Jennifer, when you hear what number one
number
is.
Number one is...
I like big
I cannot lie. You have a big when it grew up.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I don't think Madonna thought about this being the number one song in front of her.
This was interesting. This should be a one-hit wonder. Number one this week, 1992, Baby's Got Back.
That's a good one.
This is the crudest, rudest. Oh, it is.
So fun.
Yeah, it is fun. That's me, Jennifer. Right.
Yeah.
Number one.
Madonna sitting there going, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Everywhere.
Really? Really?
That jumps.
But this is, yeah, there's a lot of variety, at least, in this week's music from 1992. A little review for your listening and dancing pleasure. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 28
bar mitzvahs.
Minutes to the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Here we are, waging war in the battle against bad radio. The Doug Stephan Good Day wrote, what are you, this is it. We're after the baddies with the goodies. The goodies are Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and you. And we are, we're trying to disseminate the information that is around, try to figure out what the good, the bad, and the ugly are. This is from the end of the world scenario. The end of the world is coming, maybe? Or is this just a scene from a disaster movie where we have massive power failures, plane crashes, satellite disruptions, train derailments? Well, if
now
you
something
believe,
else to worry about.
Right, exactly. If you believe the Department of Business, Innovation and Skills in the British government, these are some of the threats we would face if there was a massive solar storm. The Space Weather Preparedness Strategy outlines these disturbances that could be caused by unpredictable solar events. And if you look at the most striking find from this report, the fact that a country would have only a 12-hour warning period before the storm hits the planet.
SPF 1000.
A lot of sunscreen.
Yeah, you know, at that point, don't even worry about the sunscreen. Just bend over and kiss your butt goodbye.
The worst possible scenario would be a mass ejection of plasma from the sun, during which the corona of the sun, the bright glow that we see, we think that's the sun. It's the glow that happens during, oh, you see it during a solar eclipse when the rest of the sun is covered up. That would detach from the sun shooting off unbelievably strong X-rays and high energy particles to the Earth. The report cites an event in 1859, which was also a powerful mass ejection of the corona from the sun. There's only a 1% probability that this event would recur, but science...
But we should probably worry about it. Just
well, I mean, if you want to worry about something, I guess it'll give you something to worry about. I don't care to worry about these sorts of things, but maybe that's because I'm a Pollyanna. The thing that really does strike you, though, is the 12-hour warning time, which, I mean, how do you...
Why even bother? You know, with 12 hours, what are you going to do? Just let it happen.
Right. Come on. Yeah. So, do we need to spend, do we need to develop a new division of the government to set plans up in place, or we need to have more agents, more Homeland Security people designing safeguards? Do we have to put some kind of a shroud over all of our power lines?
This is the perfect type of story for the government. They see a 1% chance of something happening.
Right.
But still, here's a way for us to get billions of dollars to prepare
the taxpayers.
For something that possibly could maybe happen one day over the next million years.
Yep.
And there's a 12-hour warning. What are the odds the government would ever be able to do anything in 12 hours?
What are they going
to
do?
12 days, never mind 12 hours. All right. Yeah. So is that enough of the bad stuff? Or do you need
put up the dome! Put up the dome!
What's that show called? Under the Dome, right?
Under the Dome.
We can only wish that we would all get under the dome. All right.
Well, if that doesn't cook us, then a nuke from Iran could.
Okay, so tell that story, Richie, because this is, this is Doomsday number two. Doomsday part two, courtesy of Good Day.
Well, Jennifer's seen this, but the Huffington Post has decided to get together a bunch of actors and ambassadors and politicians.
Get
and
the bill passed.
Queen Noor of Jordan.
Yeah, because there's a poll out that the majority of Americans don't support this because it's horrible.
Well, it doesn't seem to do as much good.
Allegedly. So anyway, Jack Black and Morgan Freeman are the main voices in this, but you also have ambassadors, queens, and other actors and actresses, and they try to make a kind of a funny conversation, yet serious doomsday type conversation. Here's Jack.
I love playing frisbee with my sons.
I love the sound of the waves on the Pacific at sunrise.
I love curling up with a good book.
I love to see my grandkids smile.
But if Congress sabotages the nuclear deal with Iran?
We could be denied the very moments that make our lives worth living.
So instead of that,
we'll just give them back all their $150 billion that they can use now to build whatever they want. It's so crazy.
All right.
Crazy.
It's, it isn't a good deal for everybody. Is it better than having it the way that it was? I see there's so many conflicting stories here.
They're ready to test their own soil for, I mean, there's just no...
The only thing that I see in this is a good deal for Boeing, and I've said that since the beginning. Other than that, it's all a bunch of crap. So we've sold a couple hundred planes.
And the thought is great. We just got stepped all on with regard to the details of the deal.
Right. Well, so some Carrie, people think. Kerry says no, that's not the case. Well,
he would get the used
Richie
car
should know.
The award
plaque. Richie knows.
Richie knows
car
about.
Well,
he knows from car salesmen.
Yeah.
All right. I want to spend a minute on this Minnesota dentist and what's happened to him in the last couple of days. Zimbabwean authorities, according to the story that we have at DougStefan.com, have said that this Minnesota dentist is responsible for killing one of the most beloved lions. You see pictures of this lion. Look like an old lion.
Okay, we don't know. Do we know the age of the lion?
No, but look at
it. I think he was like 13 or something.
How long do lions live? Do we know?
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
Every video that you see of this lion, he's just like,
I know, he looks pretty good.
All right, so they portrayed the lion as being gentle and kind and sweet. And this guy is no good. Dentist, done. Somebody put his home phone number or address or something on.
Mia Farrow tweeted that.
That was it, yeah.
See, this is what is ridiculous. This guy did something that was maybe not what we all agree with, but
he did something that was legal. He's out of business.
This guy's dead. They're going to give out his address. He's going to end up dead. His business is over. Yeah. It's just crazy.
In 6 months, he'll move to somewhere else in the country. He'll move from Minnesota to Alabama, and everybody will have forgotten who he was. He will have to rebuild his life.
If he makes it.
Yeah, because pretty much they're sitting outside of his house right now.
There is no
excuse for animal abuse. There is no
excuse for animal abuse. There is no excuse for animal abuse.
You know,
what do we do? What do we do?
When you make the Fallon show.
This guy is so unpopular that 4 out of 5 other dentists think he's a douchebag.
You know, and Kimmel is sitting there crying his eyes out. I just think it interesting, and I've said this before,
he's a big
interesting to figure out what it resonates with people, because you have people getting beheaded by ISIS, but you don't, no one seems to be posting
18 people were killed in Jakarta yesterday. Who's going
after
them?
Yeah, it's like, these are human beings.
People,
I mean,
always
I get
do
that
this
the
about
lines.
Animals.
Yeah, they do, of course.
You hear the, did you see the memes for the Black Lives Matters movement? Saying if people cared as much about black people as they did about lions, we could make a lot of progress in this world.
Really? Oh, lovely.
Lions' lives matter. Let's start.
Lions, the problem is the world's population is growing too fast. The number of people on this planet will hit 8.5 billion in the next 15 years and 9.7 billion by the halfway point in the century. The planet can't, it's doomed. Never mind the sun. Never mind all this other stuff. We can't handle, we can't feed these many people. We can't govern. You can't control this many people. It's a serious problem that nobody is dealing with.
You want some animal, some lion hunting facts?
Okay, Rich.
Here we go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tourist hunters, like this guy who paid $50,000 to be able to kill a lion, legally kill more than 600 African lions annually.
Mm. They have theme parks where you can go do this stuff.
Americans account for 64% of the lions killed between 1999 and 2008.
Great. All right. In a moment, we're going to deal with that Chrysler problem. Do you have a Dodge Ram pickup truck? Have you gone back to the dealer yet? There's a lawyer who is specializing in situations that develop out of problems like this. So Chuck Tattelbaum will join us in a moment and tell us what really this means to Chrysler and to you if you have one of these trucks or one of these cars. That's up next here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Does your child help you clean the house? Well, they should. Admittedly, as the comedian Phyllis Diller said, cleaning the house while kids are still growing is kind of like shoveling the lawn before it stops snowing. Nevertheless, many parents have found a way around this dilemma. Here's the developmental science of it.
Clean up this mess. We've got company coming.
Many parents clean and pick up because it's faster and easier, but this is doing your child a disservice. Instead, provide the expectation that they must tidy up after themselves. If they don't, something, toys, or privileges must be taken away when children can't do as required. What's the cheap psychological trick? Actions have consequences. That's a real-world lesson that kids must learn early. If not, you'll be picking up for them for the rest of their life. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This gritty left winger was a fan favorite both with the Edmonton Oilers and the New York Rangers. He's a 2-time Stanley Cup champion, and in 1994 he broke the Rangers club record for most goals in a season.
He scores! Adam Graves! Now the celebration begins! 51 goals for Adam Graves!
So where is Adam Graves now? Gravy announced his retirement in 2004, but has stayed involved in the game of hockey, serving as an instructor at the New York Rangers Youth Hockey Camp. In 2009, the Rangers honored Adam by retiring his number 9 jersey to the rafters of Madison Square Garden. Today, he works as the Rangers' Director of Hockey and Business Operations.
These guys are just getting into their primes. I think it's really going to help this group moving forward.
From the ice to the office, it's all gravy for the Rangers. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Big Green.
Harrison with you. Former vampire novelist Anne Rice has chucked the silver bullets and garlic in favor of her newly discovered Christian faith. In it, she says thinking green plays a big part.
Well, Harrison, but the last thing we need is a fear of science and a war on science. We Christians have to realize this is God's complex creation. I live in the California desert. There's a lot of sunlight out here. I've put skylights throughout my house that provide natural light and clarity. closets and bathrooms and lots of rooms where you don't need electrical light most of the day.
Author Ann Rice. And stewarding his creation seems to make more and more sense.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Today on App Check. With Hotel Mogul, you buy, develop, and sell properties to make a profit. But at $5, there's just too many strange quirks. Hotel Mogul.
Struck out.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a million. The Min!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
All right, it's 46 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We welcome Chuck Tattlebaum, who focuses his law practice on bankruptcy and creditors' rights. He's involved in the Chrysler Fiat fine as someone that would represent perhaps you or a large group of people who have these trucks. What's your takeaway from this? This doesn't put them out of business, does it, Chuck?
No, it doesn't. Good morning, Doug.
Hi.
It doesn't at all. But what it signals is the National Highway Transportation Safety Authority, which is NHTSA, is called, the first time, is really coming down with hard fines against the manufacturer for not recalling when it should, and it is enforcing the fact that they will have to deal with consumers promptly or else face greater fines and civil liability.
All right. For those of you who do not know or maybe didn't hear the story from earlier in the week, the Chrysler Corporation, which is owned by the big Italian car maker Fiat, in my estimation, has done a great job at turning the company around, frankly. I like the product that they have right now, but apparently they've been a little less than upfront when it comes to dealing with problems like all the steering problems that are a part of this Chrysler truck recall. It also was a problem with Jeep fuel tanks, that kind of stuff. So the government is, this particular administration, very tough in areas like this. They've got a fine against Chrysler. They also are saying if you have one of these trucks, you bring it back and you'll get your money back, or at least what the truck is worth today, those sorts of things. That's never been done before, Chuck, has it?
No, it started with the GM ignition switch problem, but there Congress really jumped down on NHTSA because they felt they were playing footsies with the manufacturers and not slapping GM for not doing anything with the ignition switch. So when Congress really started pressing, as well as the administration, then all of a sudden NHTSA went into high gear, and now they're really jumping in pro-consumer.
Is this fair, though, under the circumstances? Is this overdoing it? Is there some place in the middle here, or is this really the adequate way, or the proper way to handle this problem?
Well, I think part of it is like in the old westerns, they're saying there's a new sheriff in town. But Chrysler had 23 recalls involving 11 million vehicles that they didn't handle adequately. And so NHTSA imposed a $105 million fine, plus said, we are watching you. You better take care of this for the consumers.
All right, how do you as a lawyer go after these? Do you have clients that have suffered at the hands of one of these vehicles that didn't operate properly?
Well, yes, and they really have no remedy unless somebody's hurt or died, and you hope that doesn't happen. But what this does is it forces the manufacturers to work with the dealers, because the service is free, to contact the people, to recontact the people, to urge them to get into their dealerships and take care of this.
Richie Graham.
What's the long-term effect here to the consumer? Is it likely that the manufacturers will just build in a cushion, making the cars more expensive for us today so that they can be prepared for this?
I don't think so. I think what it's going to do is that the manufacturers are going to be more careful, so when they start to see a problem beginning, they're going to notify NHTSA and do a recall voluntarily rather than have this type of thing happen again.
So this is a win-win for the consumer?
I believe it is, because the price is already built in for these recalls anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of money that's set aside. When you look at, especially the higher the ticket, value or the ticket cost of a car like this or a truck like this, the more it's built into it. These are very profitable. Pickup trucks are very expensive.
40, 50, 60 grand for a pickup.
They're very cheap to build, and they make a lot of money for Ford and Chrysler now and General Motors, so they can protect themselves. All right, thank you for the background. Chuck Tattelbaum, who's a lawyer focusing on bankruptcy and creditors' rights with a focus on the Chrysler fine and how you benefit if you got one of these products. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
TikTok time. Doesn't sound like very technical music, Richie, there, though.
Oh.
Where's the tech music?
Yeah, I
feel like we're in an elevator, actually.
Here, hold on a minute. Let me see if this is any better. Hold on a minute.
A little bit better. Oh, that sounds technologically.
That's some funky tech.
Connected. Funk Tech with Greg Stebbin. How about we do? We'll change the name of this, Greg, to Funk Tech time.
I'm all about the funk.
Talking about Greg.
Oh.
Who's that tech guy?
Greg. You should see my tie-dyed t-shirt I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, you are. Look at that.
All right. Samsung has added some power to its latest Android flip phone. I'm getting my new flip phone in a couple of days.
Let's
pretty exciting here on the farm.
Who knew Doug Steffen was a trendsetter when it comes to tech?
Yeah,
but here it is. Doug flips. Back. We all want to flip.
We're
flipping for Doug and our
going
flip
phone. Going back. I was in an Apple store yesterday and a Microsoft store next to each other in a mall. I'll tell you what my observations were in a matter of moments.
Greg, make us guess.
Not a lot of heavy lifting involved. Well, because of the introduction of Windows 10, I thought it would be interesting. I actually did business in the Apple store. I didn't do any business in the...
You did your business in the Apple
store? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, right.
That's
rude.
Really
all right.
Big Green. Harrison with you. Former vampire novelist Anne Rice has chucked the silver bullet
mullets and garlic in favor of her newly discovered Christian faith. In it, she says thinking green plays a big part.
Well, handsome, but the last thing we need is a fear of science and a war on science. We Christians have to realize this is God's complex creation. I live in the California desert. There's a lot of sunlight out here. I've put skylights throughout my house that provide natural light in closets and bathrooms and lots of rooms where you don't need electrical light most of the day.
Author Ann Rice, and stewarding his creation seems to make more and more sense.
Greenwood Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Today on App Check, with Hotel Mogul, you buy, develop, and sell properties to make a profit. But at $5, there's just too many strange quirks. Hotel Mogul
struck out.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For kids, these fun, zany, banana-colored characters are far from despicable. They're one in a million. The Min!
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Ant-Man. Now playing.
All right, let's get to it here. The poll at DougStefan.com about Windows 10, whether or not you're going to get it. I wanted to pass this along to Greg Stebbin, our technology man. 30% said they doubt they would get it. 27% said I'm waiting to hear reviews first. 17% said I already have it. 11% said, no, I have a Mac. 15% said, probably in the next couple of weeks, I'll get this. My guy, and actually you convinced me to get Windows 10 to replace the 8 because you seem to think it's like Windows 7 and may have a chance of actually being better. Am I reading you right?
Yeah, but I don't know that I would tell you to get it today. I might wait a month or two.
I'm not going to get it today.
Yeah.
Okay. I did get a flip phone, a new flip phone. And I see that Samsung has revealed that it has a sort of new idea when it comes to their flip phone.
Well, so this is interesting. Earlier this week, we were talking about LG having a flip phone called the Gentle.
The Gentle flip phone.
The Gentle. Yes. And it is a flip phone. You flip it. It has a traditional cell phone keypad.
See, I might use that. Yeah.
Yeah, but the screen, so it's bigger than a traditional cell phone. And the screen is Android, and it's a touch screen. So mm-hmm. It is a smartphone flip phone, and you dial it like you dial a usual phone. It has real buttons instead of dialing on the screen. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, a day or two after LG announces this, we find out that Samsung has a phone that frankly looks almost identical as if they came out of the same factory. I mean, some cosmetic differences, but basically the same phone. The specs on the Samsung phone, I think, are better than the LG. But what this tells me, I think, is that there are going to be a lot of phones like this, and I think it makes a lot of sense. There are a lot of good things to like about a flip phone.
Back to the see, I'm a trendsetter.
That's my point. Doug Stefan is the trendsetter.
Yep.
He called it, and
yep.
We are all following.
There we go.
Doug is the man
Doug
we follow.
Is the man. Facebook delivering street-beating second quarter revenue numbers.
Remember when they went IPO and the stock tanked and you could have bought it then?
Right.
You should have bought it then.
Should have bought it then. Right, exactly. That would have been the time to buy it. Duh. All right. And then Twitter, by the same token, is not having a good time.
A little different story.
A little different story. 59 after the hour and good day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.